Hello. It's 12:15. I should have got up earlier, but I didn't. So here we are. I did wake up to a nice voicemail from my doctor. I don't have cancer. They call you if you don't have it, and if you do have it, you have to go in, and then you know you have it when you go in. So it's weird system, but I'd rather know now than have to, like, go over to the office and find out. So I don't have cancer. I can enjoy the weekend. I can go see the Avengers and not worry about my cancerous moles because they're benign. I don't think I'm going to go see the Avengers this weekend. Because, I'm not, the Avengers, for me, usually a lot of hype. And I like everything. But I'll go give it a shot. Maybe I'll go see a non-Avengers movie and have the theater all to myself. Maybe I'll just go see, Truth or Dare. That's got terrible reviews, but I still have faith in it. I guess I'll look at the news. Yeah, I smoked too much weed last night. I went and met, you know, went out, hung out, and I smoked some weed. And I'm off, you know, I'm very pro marijuana, but I gotta say, the next day, I'm a little bit of an idiot when I wake up, and I sleep too much. So maybe it's I don't do it that much. So it's okay every once in a while. Korea leaders release joint statement declaring there will be no more war on the Korean Peninsula. But they better. Okay, so that's good. That's a big deal, right? As far as I know, that's a big deal. But is North Korea still going to be North Korea? If I was Kim Jong-un, I would definitely use this opportunity to turn face. You know what I mean? Like, that's the wrestling term. Like, he's a heel, and then he becomes the good guy. He's the bad guy, all of a sudden becomes the good guy, because he just does, like, yes, there's no more war, and we'll denuclearize, because we're not going to start a nuclear war. Let's fucking be honest here. And say, hey, everybody, I'm a good guy now. Then you get some food coming in, some real food, processed food. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe Nike starts sending their products over there, and then you got a Nike store in your town. And then you commercialize it up a little bit. You still make everybody worship you. You could still be a brutal dictator. You just got to loosen the reins a little bit. Then the golden arches come in. Now the people really love you. Imagine, okay, you force them to love you. You have all the stuff a dictator needs. The people can't leave. You have the state-run media. You have these, you kill the people that are your enemies, and people are scared to not love you. And now they all love you. Now you bring in fucking McDonald's. Holy shit. Now they legit love you. You just bring in some of that. Let Netflix start streaming, man. Now all these people want is to eat McDonald's and watch Netflix. And that's all you got to give them. And you just pretend to be like, and that, the rest of the world knows, oh, this guy's a piece of shit, sort of, but he used to be worse, so now he's all right. He's got to get rid of them nukes, man. That would be my negotiation. This guy sits down with Trump. You want me to get rid of my nukes, dog? We can do that. But we need some of that fucking sweet fast food. And I want an M&M store just like Times Square. I love that M&M store. They got all sorts of shit. If you ever go in there, just eat as much as you can in the store. Don't go paying for it. It's a waste. India to make sexual assault of boys under age of 12 punishable by death penalty. I just read a story the other day. It said that they were going to make child rape punishable by death. Now they're saying child rape is under 12, but they also say boys. That's the, what do you get in India if you rape a girl under 12? Is it a different penalty? I mean, I'm not for the death penalty anyway. But it would seem that if you're raping a boy and you get the death penalty, it seems only fair that if you rape a girl, you also get the death penalty. So, India, your very aggressive death penalty laws, a little lopsided. You might want to look into that. Oh, of course, the big story from yesterday. Bill Cosby found guilty on all sexual assault charges. He's going to go to jail. He's actually going to go to prison. What a journey in a man's life to go from a nobody to an up-and-coming comedian star to take that power and use it to become the most prolific serial rapist in all of history. Yeah, I don't know if before he got fame that he was doing that stuff. Maybe he would, that was part, like, I gotta get famous enough that I could start raping women, but then pay them off. But so he gets to do that, become the most famous man in America in the 80s. America's dad, he gets called. America's dad. While he's raping women, become the best comedian. Dude, Bill Cosby is legitimately one of the best stand-up comedians ever. It's disturbing. Because you can't acknowledge that, really. That's not to be like, man, he's such a great comedian. Because he's terrible. He's a monster. So to celebrate his comedic abilities seems wrong. Yeah, I can't. I don't want to sit and watch a Bill Cosby special knowing that what he's saying, like, all he's just talking, oh, me and my wife and my kids, and I don't even want to do the silly impression that people do of him. You know, I'm not good at impressions either, but I don't even want to do that. But he's like, oh, me and my wife, my kids, isn't it crazy being a dad in today's world? It's a, yeah, especially when you're drugging and raping women for your entire life. That also makes marriage and fatherhood a little crazy. But he's going to jail. Although he lived pretty long life being a very rich man outside of jail. And now he's blind and apparently very angry. He cursed out the prosecutor, from what I heard. The guy always liked to work clean. But, you know, if you convict him of sexual assault, he's going to start cursing. I'm sure in jail, too. And he's going to go to jail, and you know what? They're going to love him. You know, it's not like he's going to get beat up in jail. He's going to sit on a stool and do shows every night for all the inmates. And they're going to love it because he's a talented performer.
they would probably give him a jail special if they didn't think that it would be a tremendous backlash. Let's see. I think we're done. Yeah, I'm going to end there. I was going to do one more story, but nah, it's the weekend, man. I'm going to go. I got some things to work on. I got to return some emails. So I will see you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. We love you.